You catch my girl legs open, better smash that. Don't be surprised if she asks where the cash at.
Let's talk about what they don't want you to talk about.
On the Donna Coleon Show, Rock Talk Radio, Monday through Friday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Or GeorgiaGasper.com.
WGAG Radio.
Y'all got sound going once, going twice. Mic check. Hold on. Let me just see. I hear this shit. Y'all got sound? Take the mic now in the after party. Y'all take the mic in the after party. Scream. All right, good. Y'all got sound. Okay, good. All right, had to run to part two. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck happened. I heard it. I heard that shit. It said, man, yo, motherfucker, they about to disconnect the goddamn show. I heard it. See, that's their whole light being right there. That's their whole light being messing right there. So they about to do it to you, bitch. They about to do it to you. Okay. All right. So here. So where was I? Okay. Shit. Motherfucker ain't no stopping me, nigga. I'm a black woman. Fuck is wrong with y'all hoes? All right. Look here. Let me take it back. Look at this. Let's take it back to Saturn and his rings. Remember that, right? So look. All right, so that's a cue, whatever fuck that is. Somebody take the mic. Zena, you got the mic. You got the after party back in or somebody. Somebody got that shit. Okay, look here. These changes are the result of a new biological light that controls being introduced by the new administrative order in conjunction with the Council of Nine Ether, blah, blah, blah. These changes are necessary to prepare our mortal evolution to overlap with whole light beings of advanced creation in the evoluting of new astral mutations. Now, the new astral mutations will take place where new magnetic lines bring about the balances in the energy coupling from proton-electron-proton grid to an electron-proton-electron grid. Please tell me y'all understand that shit because we're about to get into the blood now. This is what happens. Mm-hmm. Remember blood? Y'all know what's all in the blood, right? You got your DNA, your RNA, and all that shit, right? Y'all taking that mold RNA shot if you like. Do that shit, dumbass motherfucker. We're going to be the only gods walking this bitch. Okay. Here, the bioenergy field of the body inherits a new electron and positron pair, and the blood circulatory system inherits new magnetic lines of force. The ionized field around the blood cells loses its proton-electron-proton relationship to a new electron-proton-electron field as the life form is moved into the next phase of the electromagnetic spectrum. So in other words, you will be able to participate in higher evolutionary worlds because his hemoglobin chain will shift with his phylogenetic tree. What does that mean? Your hemoglobin chain will shift with your phylogenetic tree to a new system of balance whereby a singular group. In order for you to work with the next electron orbital level of the universal mind, your molecular density level will have to become what? Less dense and grow more transparent. Enocytes must be completely remade anew by going through the energy grids that controls his present biological arrangement so that he can be revitalized into new grids of attunement. You must go through the energy grid controlling cell division on your biological level of organization, a planetary biomagnetic grid controlling the collective species of evolution, which is what they're trying to stop. They want to control it.
Yes.
When enocytes go through these energy grids, they will activate the new magnetic fields, and they will displace its old planetary biorhythms. Contrary to what present-day geneticists say, mind you, these are geneticists. Y'all know geneticists deals with what? Genes. So contrary to what genetics says, the ultraviolet radiation will be controlled and it will not destroy the sensitive genetic code, coded melanin, okay? It can't fuck with us anyway, ultraviolet. I just want to tell you that. But, you know, hey, if they scared, they want you to be scared too. If Master scared, you scared. It has already been claimed that ultraviolet radiation, when applied to the DNA at specified, it has already been claimed that ultraviolet radiation, when applied to the DNA at specific intensities, causes thymine to dimerize. When the embryonic growth is placed in an artificial environment, which is subject to prolonged current magnetic injection, you hear this? The former embryonic magnetic lines of force in the body can be changed. This is what they're doing with those vaccines. Through this process, the whole body can biomagnetically be recoded, which is why they put it in your face. It's called mRNA, to recode. Remember now, your RNA, if you pull up your RNA, study some RNA, you'll find out that there's so many different variables to RNA. You have encoded RNA. You have non-coded RNA. You have messenger RNA. You have so many. So what they're going to do is intercept, and I told y'all this shit a year ago with them goddamn shots, is intercept the natural function of what your all the different RNA does. Your encoded. So you have non-coded RNA that haven't even been written yet, y'all. Remember, I'm sorry to tell you fuckers, but one day you're going to fucking realize that we are humanoids, and some of us are robotoids, and some of us are androids, but we're still a mechanism. We are a fucking computer. We have always been a computer. The whole body, listen to it. Listen, if you know anything about computers, then it's no longer about cars no more, right? People would compare their body to a car. But if you know anything about computers, coding and encoding and decoding and recoding, and it's so many, what do you call it now, spaces, I guess, because I'm not computer, I can't speak computer language, but they have not been tapped yet. So haven't been coded like a computer programmer. So your RNA also has uncoded. It's called UC, if I'm not mistaken, for uncoded. Another RNA that you have in your body is EC, and that's that's already encoded. ENC, I think, is what the abbreviation for that. So it's already has written stuff in that RNA, has already have information in it. You understand where I'm going with this? So
yeah, I follow you.
So, yeah, so this is what they're tapping into, and if you read this, this is the same thing that the other side is tapping into. The green side and the red side are both tapping into the species DNA. And what does it say? It says when the embryonic growth is placed in an artificial environment, which is subject to prolonged current magnetic injection, see that? Current magnetic injection, the former embryonic magnetic lines of force in the body can be changed. They're altering it. Both sides wants to alter you. One side wants to fuck you up by altering you. One side wants to raise you up by altering you. The red and the green, you choose. Through this process, listen again, through this process, the whole body can what? Biomagnetically be what? Recoded. That's why they injected the magnet strips in these people's nose first, then injected the bloodstream with the jabs, right? You got me? This is why. Through this process, the whole body can biomagnetically be what? Recoded, your computer, and to adapt to new biological environment without ever having to experience pain, according to the human physiological network. This process uses a fifth circulatory system, which opens the pain coding mechanism, which is also a fucking written. You have a pain coding, so you don't really need Tylenol or Advil or ibuprofen or Nocardin and Vicodin and whatever fuck the doctors put in you. But you also have a pain coding mechanism. But anyway, coding, It's all about coding. This process uses a fifth circulatory system, which opens the pain coding mechanism and properly realigns the blood, the lymphatic and nervous circulatory systems to function in different biological environments. You hear me? The planet is already going through changes. Not only that your planet is going through changes, also the solar, your so-called solar system is going through changes. It's three new suns you got now, three new planets, nine new planets now. So everything is about to change. It's a shift like a motherfucker. This is done, I'll do it again. This process uses a fifth circulatory system, which opens the pain coding mechanism and properly realigns the blood, the lymphatic, and the nervous circulatory systems to function in different biological environments. This is done in the event that a transfer of the species to a new environment is necessary for the survival of Nuwabians. Simply means niggas with woolly hair. Okay? This is to get you up out of this motherfucker. Now, this is why our electromagnetic stage of evolution will itself be changed to allow for new patterns of ongoing evolution. Merkaba mechanisms. A lot of you niggas are up on Merkaba, but the majority of the dumb masses knows nothing about the Merkaba because the white man ain't taught them that shit. Doctors don't know nothing about it. Surgeon generals know nothing about it. Merkaba mechanisms give the cue for the timing of biological change by the Earth's magnetic cycles. These changes can take place in a matter of hours and remove whole species that have evolved in a geological time frame. In order for you to work with the next electron orbitable level of the universal mind, the all, your molecular density level will have to be what? More dense. It will have to become less dense, and grow more transparent in order to participate in multidimensional realities. Enocytes must be completely remade anew. Thus, you have new being. Specifically, enocytes must go through the energy grid controlling cell division on his biological level of organization before the larger electromagnetic changes can happen. Okay, you will also understand how new growth effects will be the result of electromedicine, which uses electromagnetism. You hear that? All about magnets. Okay?
Yes.
You will be using the light surgery. You will be using the light surgery of electromagnetic penetration into bone marrow. They will be able to create new bone growth. Your planet is no different than any form of life that must renew itself. It is like an energy molecule going through renewal and being restored to a new existence. This is called the what? Entropy of Gaia. That's all it is. Got to happen in you inside of her. So all this must be understood that you may, through the ancient, he's about to sell himself, he's about to sell his little organization, his little secret order, through the ancient Egyptian order, Melchizedek, learn to raise your density level and stimulate your melanin to awaken dormant energies of divine, making it impossible for you to be enslaved mentally. The end. That's the point. Making it impossible for you to be enslaved mentally. This will help you create what is called what now? Psychic self-defense. And you need that shit.
Yes,
you certainly need that shit.
Yes, you do.
The end, motherfucker. So, what do we have? We have two shits going on. You got the red light and the green light. The red light still want to control these motherfuckers.
Yes.
The green light, the new light that's coming in, which is electrobiology instead of solar biology. Magnets. You hear magnets all through that shit, didn't you? Magnet. Now, motherfuckers took the jab. What happened? Magnets. They become a magnet, keeping their ass in a proton-electron-proton state now, their blood.
Yeah, that part is powerful, that hemoglobin chain natural mutation. So they creating these artificial mutations.
And it's not good for them. bad for humans. We calling them dumbasses now. Where do you see what the fuck happens later? Shit. It's sad. I feel sorry for them. And the thing about it, they're programmed to feel sorry for us or that we're in the way of them.
Yes.
Yeah. So, like Neff said, came out and said that the non-vaxxed motherfuckers is the pandemic now.
Yeah.
You damn right with the pandemic, motherfucker. We ain't fucking with that shit. The fuck?
At all. At all.
Fucking with that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, I'm telling nobody not to get the shit. You know what I'm saying? Because people going to do what they want to do anyway.
True.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. I just wasn't born. I just wasn't born on this planet. That's all. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that part right there, man. What up, Anwan? Great day, babe. But yeah, now for anything, I heard you wanted to come in on a few things.
No. I was just Amen Corner. No, during that time.
Yeah. All of this is coded. You got the keywords: magnetic. Your brain is a magnetic cavity. Your whole body is full of magnets. You know what I'm saying? And there's a shift that's taking place. One, they're trying to stop the shift. That's why they had to create the goddamn pandemic and intercept the natural occurrence of what the planet is going through, the solar system and all of that, to an electromagnetic field from solar biology, from solar to electro.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they're
trying to stop you.
Artificial coders writing programs. Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and there's two of them. They're both doing it. The green lighters and the red lighters. They're both doing it. I'm just going for the green one because they're advertising freedom. Even though the red ones are advertising freedom, too. Get the shot. You get to go to fucking concerts.
Say that shit.
I don't give a fuck about concerts. The green ones are saying they ain't giving us a god. We ain't got to get a goddamn thing with the green one. We got to get shot in our ass or nothing. You gotta get a fucking strip up our nose or nothing. We gotta get a goddamn thing, and they selling us on multi-dimensional traveling, multi-dimensional realities. And the red motherfuckers are selling you niggas on you be able to go to goddamn Wendy's and McDonald's again, and go to New York, and you live in Chicago. So you're going to be stuck and still in one goddamn reality, in one realm. Mm. They're promising me a multi-dimensional reality and that I will not be under mind control, to be enslaved mentally. That's what the green ones are selling. Choose the lesser evil, I go with the green motherfuckers. They're not asking us to bend the fuck over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a big difference. What up, Minister Vivian? Don, do you think keeping magnets around you is a good thing? Doesn't matter. You got magnets in you. Your whole body is made of magnets. The earth is a magnet. And the computers are a magnet. We are a fucking machine. First, get that in your head. They lie when they call you a fucking human, like you're made of, like, flesh and blood. No, you're made of wires. They just changed the word and call it veins. Those are nothing but wires in us. You know what I'm saying? And they're right. This is why when somebody injured themselves, they put a new plate. You know what I'm saying? A spoon and all that shit. Nails and what that shit called now? Screws and shit in the motherfucker. What the fuck? You can't put what the fuck is really in me if you're putting a goddamn screw in a screwdriver to fix my hip? So what the fuck am I? We are a mechanism. We are a mechanism, motherfuckers. If you go to the chapter either 1, 2, or 3 in the Holy Tablets, it literally say what the fuck we are. That's why we're basically really fucking humanoids. We're mixed with machines. We always been mixed with machines. That's why when the baby come out, looks just like a fucking robot. It's stiff as fuck. It moves like one. You know what I'm saying? And if you look at your brain, if you study the brain, the wires, remember we'll be like that motherfucker, wires are crossed? Well, interesting enough, your wires are supposed to be crossed. Stop listening to humans. The truth is that. You know what I'm saying? The right side of the wire of your body is crossed over to the left side to your brain. The left side of the wires on your left body is crossed to the right side of the brain. These are all wires. They just want to call it veins and whatever the fuck else. When they start calling it wires again, you'll realize that we are a walking computer. You know what I'm saying? We are. Yeah. But this is why they, this is why now, come on now, they got a fucking scanner scanning motherfuckers. And the scanner is red. I mean, I can't believe this shit. And the scanners is fucking red. It comes, it was a, it's a fucking red light. Ain't enough. A red light that scans and shit.
I know, right?
And yes. Now you get the, now I'm watching the video of the motherfuckers with the scanner and people who took the goddamn vaccine in their arm. That's amazing. They just naturally taking a fucking checkout scanner, a fucking grocery store scanner, and scanning a motherfucker and numbers pop up. The other arm says no ID. So what the fuck is this shit? Like I told y'all a long time ago, the word COVID was an acronym, and it is, and it means identification. Identification, man. And I forgot what the C and the O is, but the V, but the ID, the last two letters is identification. And that scanner is showing that in the arm that's not vaccinated, what did it say again? No ID. Scan the arm that is, numbers pop up. Fucking barcode, motherfuckers, man. That's it. Been told y'all, motherfucker, that. Well, I said it on Facebook. A lot of people don't fuck with Facebook. But I said it, man. That's your mark of the beast right there. And that was before they came with the jabs and that. When they put it in their fucking foreheads, the chip first.
Yes.
The magnetic chip from for so-called testing these motherfuckers. Testing them for something that doesn't fucking exist.
Right.
They stuck it right up their fucking nose.
Testing. Well, you
right up there
you
where their
tested.
Forehead is. That's the book right. of Revelation. They will have the mark in their fucking foreheads. Mm. No one will be able to buy or sell without that beast. That type of shit. The mark, boom. Now the arm says no ID. The jab arm reads numbers. This is some fucked up shit here. But it's the truth. Motherfucking truth. Damn. They're going to intercept these motherfuckers. Now magnets, now, yeah, they on that proton, electron, proton shit, Miss Minister Vivian. You know what I'm saying? They stuck. This is what Parsa was trying to prevent. Parsa and a whole bunch of other motherfuckers was trying to prevent that now. Trying to bring awareness to Bill Gates, Fauci, all them motherfuckers. I mean, everybody was on that list. Everybody. YouTube, Google, Facebook,
yeah.
all your presidents and shit,
yep.
All your Congress motherfuckers, all your big favorite companies you fuck with was all on that goddamn list.
Because they all know. They all know. We all been given a, given a memo. All of them. You don't think all of them? The big boys?
Them. Oh, yeah, they know. They all know because they were listed
yeah.
on the court case.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
yeah.
They were all.
Yeah,
all,
yeah. They, no. But they don't give a fuck. They know what the fuck they're doing. But I realized
right.
Parsa did that to make everybody else aware. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Of what they were doing. Listen, if they listen with Parsa, they silenced that motherfucker. They didn't even put this nigga on any goddamn CNN talk shows or none of that shit. When he did the book explaining what the fuck this shit gonna do to people. They silence him, but one thing you cannot silence a motherfucker, the smartest move you can make is go ahead and put all that shit in court filings. You know what I'm saying? We wouldn't have never, I wouldn't have never known that man existed. You know what I'm saying? Until, I don't know how I found that nigga. I don't know how I found Parsa and read all the goddamn, and read the case that he had against damn near the whole fucking world. The whole world is your machines. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Hillary and all them motherfuckers on that shit. Obama and all them bastards was on that court filing. You know what I'm saying? But they silenced him by way of the media so that the dumb masses wouldn't hear him. You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't do no sit downs with that man. But one thing about court, man, I can put anything on file on court, and everybody else got it. All they got to do is go look it up. So so that was a led to Parsa, because we wouldn't have found that nigga. You know what I'm saying? We wouldn't have found him on CNN. We wouldn't have found that nigga on Breakfast Club. We wouldn't have found that nigga on The Voice. We wouldn't have found that nigga on ABC. We wouldn't have found that nigga on Oprah Own Network. We wouldn't find that nigga no fucking where.
Right.
We wouldn't find him nowhere on your favorite black-ass radio show stations and shit. We wouldn't have found him. We wouldn't have known. He was the heads up first about what they were about to do with the biological rhythm and alter that shit with AI and the nanobots and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yep. There's some sinister shit here, man. Some shit. But I tell you one thing, even if I wouldn't have known about none of this shit and only believed that there was a fucking virus giving motherfuckers shakes and chills and shit, and to get tested, that's what did it, the test up the fucking nose. That's what started it. If they didn't do that test up the fucking nose, you know what I'm saying, my antennas wouldn't have went up. But because they did the test up the nose, Neff, you know what I'm saying, which
yeah.
Let me know this is the fucking plandemic. They are testing motherfuckers up the goddamn nose, busting the goddamn mucus brain. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the fuck it is, you know, getting that part up there. I said, there it is. If they didn't do that, it just been a regular situation. I would have just ignored it like anything the fuck else they lied about.
Right.
And now all of a sudden this motherfucker is these people getting the fucking forks and spoons thrown at their ass by way of magnetism. If they didn't do it that way, and a few other things that they was giving out clues of who and what they really are based on this lying-ass shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I wouldn't have, yeah. But this just let me know that I'm, man, I'm just goddamn blessed, man. Shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm for real, man. Let me know, man. Like, fucking over 40 goddamn years ago, I was blessed with a man named Malachi, motherfucker. Shit.
Indeed.
You know what I'm saying? I wasn't interested in no goddamn Book of Revelation. The fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't interested in no Mark of the Beast and 666 and no shit like that, man. But Malachi, baby. Goddamn Malachi with the key of life in his hands, motherfucker. Yeah, this is your time out. Goddamn it. Here it is now. Saturn lost his rings. No, it didn't, scientists. It's a new motherfucking light arc, bitch. And it sped Saturn up so fast that you can't even see the motherfucker. That was in a book written in the late 60s, brought to us in the 90s, Saturn rings. That's that part. That's why. That's a cue right there. That's why they were trying to intercept it real quick. They knew that shit. And there's something. And see that that feel. Remember, I wanted to tell y'all, Doc. It's in the Man from Planet Risk book. Remember that energy field. Remember, you got to go through the energy field, the magnetic electromagnetic field, all over this planet Earth. Right? Remember, I said that shit. Remember I told you motherfuckers? Okay, so in the Man from Planet Risk book, and I know I ain't going to be able to find it. I need to text Doc and ask Doc to give me that page again. Dr. York gives, let me find the Man from Planet Risk. Come on, think. Where is it? If I was a Man from Planet Risk, where the fuck? Hey, Neff, I ain't got no computer, but bitch, you know I travel with all the goddamn books. I don't play about them goddamn books, bitch. I got the book, but I ain't got them goddamn computer books.
All right.
Got to have the book,
Bookie
baby.
Eli. All right.
Shit, damn right, bitch.
All right.
She hit the fan, boo. I got the books. I got the books, motherfucker.
That will free your mind, motherfucker.
All right, there are certain places that these fucktards that y'all be voting for ever since you were born and your family so-called died for voting and shit. But, I need to ask Doc, because it mentions where these energy grids are at on the planet. Okay? This is another cue. You got me, baby? It mentioned where is it at. And but they write it off as holy places or some shit. Very sacred, sacred places on the planet Earth. Okay? They, meaning Elon Musk and all them motherfuckers, I think. I think he even mentioned one of them bastards in this bitch. I gotta ask Doc, though. Yeah, give me 12 seconds. Let me call this nigga. I'm going to ask him real quick. I probably hope he can remember the page number and shit. He texted it to me, and then I read it one time on the show. Gave it to you one time. See this motherfucker. That was a goddamn phone. So I can tell y'all that these are the places that was probably another reason why they banned travel during that time. You know what I'm saying? Damn, man, this nigga don't ever fucking answer. Goddamn thing. This motherfucker, huh? Hold up. Nigga on the show. Doc, can you hear me? Going once, going twice. Your mic is open. Doc. Doc. Doc.
Yes.
Doc. Doc.
Yes.
Good thing you called into the show, man. Yes. What you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, baby. What you doing?
Oh, please. This is Elliot L. Cologne.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm just cleaning up after my.
Okay. Anyway, I need. Do you remember the page of the man from Planet Risk when they talk about what they consider sacred grids or something on the planet? Sacred grids. Remember, you sent me a text a long time ago from the man from Planet Risk. There was a sacred grid, and he gave us all the locations where his grid was at.
I'm looking at the book now.
Okay. All right, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. Now you guys have got to find it for me. Give me the page and all my stuff like that, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, thank you, baby. All right. Okay. As a matter of fact, while you do that, let's go to the Man from Planet Risk real quick on page 76, okay? Everybody, y'all with me? Can I give y'all this real quick? How does this tie into the Earth? The planet Earth is vibrating with a biorhythm of 8, which is very soothing to the body. With BC, everything is now on the A note with sound waves. Mute your background for a minute, Doc, and let me know when you find it. The planet Earth is vibrating with a biorhythm of 8, which is very soothing to the body. Would be C, C as in Charlie. Everything is now on the A note, A as in alpha note, with sound waves of 440 hertz. From 8 to 440, that's how fast you have been sped up since 1925, 1935, 1945, 1955, and on and on. When you had music such as Oldies But Goodies, then in 1965, 1975, 1985 AD, and on up. It got even worse by 1995, microwaves. And country and Western music is not exempt because it is being influenced by rock and other synthetic music. Here we go. I gotta say that shit first. Question: are there any people who still vibrate on the biorhythm of 8? Well, I'll tell you, 8 is the vibrating on certain Sufi or mutawassif mystics and Tibetans who chant know about the tone of and there were beings who came down on the Himalayas, came down out of the Himalayas, left the masters and tried to retain the information and got caught up in the change. The Buddhists chant to Kalawatiya. The Kalawatiya order from Turkey no longer say Allah. They say Subhana Rabbi Paul Jala, Subhana Rabbi Subhananaka. The Buddhists use the chant Rabbi Thor Jala. Nope, I did that wrong. The Buddhists used to chant Om, and they changed it to Om Manam Padme Om. They changed it from chants to rock and roll. The priests are now fighting the police. They are now coming down on the mountains. Nope, they are now coming down out of the mountains in their orange dresses and fighting the police department. That was not the teachings of Siddhartha Gautama Buddha, whatever his name. He discovered his teachings while sitting under a tree, blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. That is the foundation of Buddhism. All of the other things are bitter innovations. The Kohens and the Kohen, or the Hebrew priests, use cantors to chant the Torah and Haftorah, and now chanting and singing music. Imams are singing the Quran instead of chanting it in Gona, which was the original chanting. Anyway, they no longer chant for three tones, from three tones and sound coming from the throat, but through the nose. They used to align their chakras to that sound. The original chant is lost. That was the original Ain, or the Ain principle, Neff, that I taught you about. Om, Om, and Ain, Ain, Ain principle. You feel me?
Yes.
The Ain principle. I see you, Taekwondo. Give me 1 second. Because I want to get somewhere with this. I'm going to tell y'all about this shit, too, because you got to get in tune. You got to speed up. Right? You feel me? I got to get in tune, man. I play that Om. Okay, anyway, starting back. Okay, so the Om and the Ain principle start in the back of the throat and up through the lips. Knowing this, you will get back to the earth. Because of telepathy, because of telepathic information being sent through that has thrown everything off, you aren't aligned with Earth anymore. That's why everything is crazy. The world is in total chaos. Question. Since sound waves affect you, what are the effects from movies with surround sound, and what effects do they have on you? You want to hear that answer just for the hell of it? Hopefully I come right up into this shit. So what must we do? All right, let me bring in Taekwondo real quick. Give me a mic check, Ty. Is it you, Ty? No, it ain't. Maybe. 832-725, come on in. Doc, have you found the page yet? What, a little sacred place? They deem sacred in the energy field, the grid, the electromagnetic grid. Is there some more shit? You found it?
Not yet.
Okay. Yeah, man, because we'll have to scroll through a million text messages to find that page. Because you text me the page. It's about 8 months ago. All right, I'll give y'all that. Movie theater screens used to be 8 millimeters, meaning that each frame of a sheet of film has a still picture of a motion at one time. 8 frames passed in front of your eyes each second at one time to make motion. That's why it's called 8 millimeters. 8 frames pass in front of your eyes to make a motion. As it shifted in time, it went from 8 millimeter to 16 millimeter. 16 frames are passing in front of your face. They went from 16 to 35. Then the big new screens came in, which are 50 millimeters. They range from 35 to 50. 35 screens are moving per second and could have subliminal messages in each one. Tell me, y'all. Some of y'all watched The Watchmen on HBO. Anybody? I know Neff did, but it shows it with the Oklahoma. Okay, y'all remember Oklahoma, your little Black Wall Street, and in The Watchmen. All right, these sick ass motherfuckers. Remember, niggas had their own shit, right? But really, it ain't your own if you goddamn watching white people movies, okay? So what I'm saying is that they told us that niggas had their own shit, the Black Wall Street, Oklahoma. Well, they had movie theaters, banks, goddamn restaurants, schools, classes, car dealerships, whatever the fuck you name it. I don't give a shit. But at the end of the day, in The Watchmen, niggas still got to watch white man's movies. So what they did was niggas would go to the movies in Oklahoma, to their black-owned movie theaters, and watch movies. They put the subliminal messages inside the movie. And yeah, what did it say? Kill each other. the subliminal message that they were watching, okay, because they love Mr. White Man, Mr. White Man shit like I do. I don't think I like about Mr. White Man is his fucking movies, okay? So they put subliminal messages. They showed you only in the Negro black theaters. And
right.
They put subliminal messages on the screen. Niggas couldn't wait for this movie to come out and put subliminal messages in there. Next thing you know, they all killed each other. Okay?
And he was putting it on the soundtrack, like hidden within the conversation, because he was speaking into it, right? When he's speaking to?
Yeah, yeah.
That was wrong.
So back to this part right here, the 35 screens a second. Oh, let me go back. Yeah, 35 screens are moving per second and could have subliminal messages in each one. 35 screens a second is going through your mind. If a frame is missed, it won't be a smooth transition. You will see a flicker between the frames across the screen. Incandescent light blinks 60 hertz cycles per second, and you don't realize it. Fluorescent light tube, which is gas and is smooth. You go into a room with a 35-millimeter screen. In cinematography, full-color pictures surround you with speakers, pumping in sound waves. You're like Mr. Potato Head. You're sitting in the light sound and pictures, and it's cooking your brain. The light is capturing emotions by drama, while the soundtrack, there you go now, and arrangements of sound waves are heating up and killing your brain tissue. You're sitting in a microwave that's heating up and killing brain tissues. And people want to go to the cinemas every fucking Friday. You're sitting inside of a microwave. And that's something? And that's interesting because
right.
The microwave dark as fuck. But as soon as the screen comes on, you see that little light cooking your fucking ass. Now, so who is responsible for this and why these beings want to do this to us? Everybody, it's so interesting. Everybody be like, why they want to do this to us? Why are they poisoning the food? Why are they giving us all types of fucked up shit in our systems? Why is the air fucked up? Why? Why is there chemtrails? Why are they doing this to us? They always want to know why they, first of all, who? Bitch, if I tell you who, you ain't going to do a goddamn thing. You ain't going to kill them. If I tell you why, you still like you, and you ain't going to prevent it. So, so the question is, who's responsible for this, and why would these beings want to do this to us? Put my glasses back on. These disagreeable motherfuckers made an agreement with Tammuz, also known as Jesus. And they said, I will make evil fair seeming, and set out to make what is really dangerous seem like fun. They did this because of the accidental crash of Nibiru hitting the planet, killing millions of their species, and thus bred a hatred for humans, who are in the image and after the likeness of, Elohim. They have been attacking man ever since. They made evil fair seeming. So fun is actually dangerous. Just look at what you call it, fun raising money. Party people, recreation or recreation, to wreck or break creation. There is no constructive fun. There's actually nothing you can think of that you consider fun that's not dangerous. Skydiving, put me in a plane, disconnect me and let me float through the air. Oh, what fun. Gliders, put you in a plane and let you glide in the air. Bungee jumping, tie a rope to the end of your foot and let you jump off a bridge. What about roller skating? The resin from the floor goes all over your face, and you breathe it into your lungs, and it damages your body. What about skiing? Put me on two wooden sticks, send me down the mountains covered with snow, with trees and rocks in my path, so I just might fall and break every bone in my body. Not to mention bungee jumping, where all of the blood in your body is rushing to your brain at a very fast speed, baby. Is it on 106? Let me check, Zena. Hold on. Because I know it's damn near at the end. Let me see. What I'm looking for, you helping me out, Zena? Zena knows a man from Planet Riz. Let me see. Is it at the end? The biosphere. The greenhouse. Hold on. Commercial break. Just the same as the biosphere in Arizona for 2 years. Oh, yeah, I think this shit, it might be it. Oh, shit. I don't know, Zena. I think you're hot, though. I do have a photographic memory. If this is it. But, nah, I know it's at the bottom of the page. It's on the left-hand side of the page at the bottom. That's what I do know, Doc, if that helps you out, too. It's at the bottom of the page that I'm looking for. The energy, they call it the sacred places, where it's a grid there. You know what I'm saying? It's the most sacred grid. That's the grid you got to go through. Magnetic energy. It is not made of form of metal. Blah, 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 blah. What is the name? Okay, anyway. It's what happens. Well, like, you got to know all about the York books, goddamn. You got to know where the fuck page number and all that shit at. All right, so back to this. So what must we do? Oh, nah, bungee jumping. Back to bungee jumping. Bungee jumping. All the blood rushes to your brain at a very fast speed. You got, so you go to clubs. Club something to hit someone with the head in the head with, and you don't go there before 11 p.m. or 12 a.m. with loud music. People have a cheap perfume, and they say, let's rub bodies, and what you call it, slow dancing. Then you start jumping around like monkeys. You can't even have something as simple as a barbecue. Although it seems like a positive family outing, you cannot even have a barbecue because to have a barbecue, you have to start with fire, and fire can burn people, baby. All right, so what must we do? You have to get back in sync with Earth, back to the basics. Back to the basics. When music started out, it was organic or natural music. When you hear a drum, it's a drum sound. The duff and the conga are natural sounds. In the Yoruba tribe of Africa, when they play the drums, they are calling on their god. In Latin America, it sounded like conga, so that's what they called it. In Sudan, it sounded like duff, so that's what they called it. First, you had voices, then drums were added, and tambourines and organs, etc., and now you have a band. All of this for the elimination of human life on the planet Earth, for the occupation of aliens. I need y'all niggas to watch Agent Carter, for the record. If you don't have a life like me, watch Agent Carter. You know what I'm saying? I'm so glad I don't have a life. I get to do a lot of things like stare and listen and watch a 35-millimeter screen go across my 50-millimeter big-ass screen. All right, so now you must be taught to vibrate on a frequency that will link you in, twink, that will link you in with you. Oh, link you in with the oversoul. I don't know what page is on. I keep hearing 35 in my head. Hold on, let me go to page 35, Zena. Doc, go to page 35, man. I keep hearing page 35 or some shit. April 23rd, 1994, Series B, Series 4, year 2000, the Dogons, the Hopis, the Hopis. I keep hearing, is it 35, 36? Damn, I have a good memory. How long? It doesn't say grid, though. It says something like holy or sacred. And it's a one-liner, and he gives the spot. It's at the bottom. He gives the places on the earth that has it, the places, like states, cities, the grids. He gives that up. Yeah, he tell you where they at. You know what I'm saying? Where the grid's at. Okay, you know what? Shish. Neff, you got anything you want to say? Taekwondo, your mic is open, too, by the way, baby.
No, I'm listening. Listen and learn.
All right. All right, want me to go back to these, how y'all niggas need to attune yourselves?
Yeah.
When the lady saying, what must we do? Well, first you must realize, what did he say, the state that the white man put the black man in. So what must we do? They always be asking that shit. What must we do?
Satin, what's the mission?
What must we do? What's the mission? I was listening to a little old-ass Imam Misa class, and the bitch says, so is the purpose to trap the devil? And he was like, and then he goes on, he responds back to her, talk to her, blah, 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 say a whole bunch of shit. And then when he finished, he said, once we trap the devil, that is the mission. The mission
right.
is over.
That's her.
Trap these motherfuckers. Got to trap these motherfuckers. He said, when Solomon trapped the devil, his kingdom flourished. When the devil got loose, his Solomon kingdom fell. The mission is to trap the devil. How the fuck we trap this motherfucker? With the what? Come on. Y'all should know it. That's what you got to wear every day. I don't know why y'all ain't wearing it. Well, I tell y'all got to wear.
The truth.
No, never can't wear the damn truth. Like, oh my God, I left the truth at home, Don. I ain't got it. Damn,
I ain't got it
in my car.
Pick it up.
I got to take it out with me. Hold on, I'm going to go back home and get it. The six-pointed star. The six-pointed star. Trap that
motherfucker. Right, that's how you trap the devil, right?
Yeah, but the six-pointed star. What's the 6 point? You know, I know my shapes. What is it, a hexagram? Octagon? A hexagen?
A hexagon?
Or a hexagram?
Hex is six.
Yeah, 6 point star.
ATX,
six. But is it a gun? Is it a gun or a gram?
Gram.
Is it a hexagram or a hexagon?
I thought you trap them in a hexagram.
You trap them in a hexagram?
Be incorrect, but that's what I thought. The hexagram is that, you know, the six-pointed star. It look like it can either be in a circle, look like the Jewish thingy, or...
Yeah, no. You don't fuck with the Jewish shit. That shit ain't... That, no, that's what
it is. Okay.
It's not the interlocking. Dot, where you at?
Yeah.
Here's Mr. Spider-Man.
I'm on page 54.
Oh, 54. I was close. Cause I know it had a 5 in it. I just wasn't listening good. You found the baby.
Yeah, like you said, it's real brief.
I know it's real brief. Tesla, which one? Which paragraph?
Let's see. It's the second paragraph on 54.
Holy sacred places. There it is. Tesla was truly a man from before his time. Many of his ideas and inventions were rejected for the mere fact that they were not understood by humans, who were not as advanced. He had many inventions that would make nuclear experiments today obsolete and would make war impossible. However, this will not be allowed to happen because wars make money, and that would mean that a lot of people would be unemployed. The anti-war machine was not really a machine. Here we go. It was a magnetic or polarized curtain of air. This curtain has been used in certain parts of the planet for thousands of years in places that are considered holy and sacred. Now, bam. Okay. Did y'all hear that? Xena, 54. Bam. Second paragraph. Okay. Now, I was listening to a man named Malachi. I can't tell you what class it is, but if I listen to it again, it'll come back. But y'all should know a little bit of where some of these sacred places are at. Remember a long time ago, for those that listen to the younger Dawn, when she gave y'all her first experience of traveling to Key West, she was up for like 4 or 5 days, and she driving there, and she saw the fucking curtain. The only way she could describe it was a curtain. Remember that, Xena? She kept saying it was shimmery. I saw a fucking curtain. It was shimmery. Shimmery, bitch. Remember I said it was like a shimmery fucking curtain? Remember I said that? The keys, baby. Flow the keys. The key. So it was lit, though. It was shimmery. Consider it. But I said it was like a curtain, right? So look, let's do it again. Remember the anti-war machine? The anti-war machine was not really a machine. It was a magnetic or polarized curtain of air. This curtain has been used in certain parts of the planet for thousands of years in places that are considered holy and sacred. Now, for the record, there's nothing holy nor sacred about Florida. You know why? Because the fucking Vatican is not there. And Doc, the fucking Kaaba is not there, where everybody's going to make Hajj and pilgrimage to Mecca and shit. Because that's not a sacred place. Nobody has come back and reported when they went to fucking Mecca, they saw a shimmery fucking curtain. It got to be the four corners of the planet. You know what I'm saying? Doc, the four corners. The furthest south you go, the furthest north, the northernest most point, the easternest most point, and the westernest most point. Okay? Nobody, Zena. Nobody. But that's what I want to show y'all. And Don is telling you motherfuckers right now, back to the El's Holy Tablet, where it keeps saying, you got to go through the electromagnetic energy grid, right? The field, right? Remember, keep saying that. Remember, I had to find it for you one more time. This is why our electromagnetic stage of evolution will itself be changed, blah, blah, blah. Merkaba mechanism gives the cue of the timing of biological change. These changes take place in the matters of hours, blah, 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 blah. In order for inertia to work on the next electron and orbital level of the universal mind, your molecular distance level have to be, could become more or less dense, blah, blah, blah. Inertia must be made new. Inertia must go through an energy grid. There it is, 191. You must be... God damn it, I just missed it. Specifically, you must go through the energy grid controlling cell division on his biological level of organization. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I only been one place, and every time I travel and cross them goddamn 45 bridges, go through them keys, and anybody has ever been there, I know Twain drove. Didn't you feel a difference going through that shit, Twain, when you drove all the way to the end of the fucking world? There is a difference. That's one of the places that they want to consider holy and sacred, okay? The curtain. I told you I saw the curtain for the first time ever. Saw it right there. So, yeah. Back to the holy tablets. What does it say? What that motherfucker say? You must go through the energy grid controlling cell divisions on your biological level of organization before the larger electromagnetic change happens. Where's the energy grid at? Somebody asked me that one time while I was reading this before. Don, where's the energy grid at? Where do we go? Well, the key is always west. You know what I'm saying? Go west, young man. The key is west. Go west, if that helps. Key west. If you're on that side, go key west. But you can't fly. You have to literally go through it. You have to go through it. The key is west. The key is west. Twain, you did feel a little something. You probably didn't. I know you ain't see the goddamn, what the fuck that shit is that I saw. But that's the curtain, and he describes it as a magnetic or polarized curtain of air. This curtain has been used in certain parts of the planet for thousands of years in places that are considered holy and sacred. And again, you put pieces of puzzles, like I told y'all, with Homeboy. There was a man, and his name was Malachi. Zena. And he speaks about the children of Lemuria, the children of Atlantis, right? And he says they have to go back. They're going back to these places. You understand? I'll give you the name of that. Matter of fact, I'll play it the next hour. He says, if I play it now, if you want me to. You want me to play it now? Shit, I forgot, man. I got playing capabilities. Hold on. It's name of it is El Kida, if I'm not mistaken. El Kida is with us, I think. I'm going to let y'all hear this shit right out of this motherfucking mouth, man. I'll be putting two. You got to put two and two together. You got, oh, it's I got to go. My bad. I got some trash people coming to get my shit. I think it's El Kida is with us. And since I took over the man of the hour, boys and girls, I will be right back. I'm going to play this real quick.
The time is now. Yes, right now. We must have the whole truth. This is the true life. Come to you from
live tape. I need you humans to listen to this shit. Zena. I need you to listen, okay? Listen to this shit. Don't worry about everything else, but pay attention to every fucking thing come out this motherfucker's mouth. You hear me? Action.
The answers to all your questions. We don't need false prophets. We don't need misinformed teachers that don't know how to teach. We don't need leaders that don't know how to lead. That's right. He's here right now with the honor incarnated in human form with the total truth. You have to hear it to believe it. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله والي الكريم وصلى الله على أنبياء أجمعين والمسيح والمحتي والمجدد لمن مرسلين. Are we not the bearers of witness that nothing would exist if Allah didn't create it? And that He is alone and has no partners? And that all gratitude is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sustainer of all the boundless universes. All gratitude is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the generous eternal friend. And send salutations of Allah on all of His prophets and His apostles. And on the Messiah, the anointed one. And on the Mahdi, the guide, and on the Mujaddid, the reformer, which was all sent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send greetings and we send peace throughout the boundless universe to all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
You are now listening to The True Light with Sayyid al-Imam Isa al-Hadi al-Mahdi in a live question and answer session.
The Jesus Christ spoken of in the Bible, is this the Jesus Christ are we to look for in the end of the world, the one that's coming back?
First of all, let's establish the word Christ. We have to start saying Messiah. You have a Bible with you?
No, I don't.
It's important when you come, you bring your tools. If you open the Bible to St. John's chapter 1, verse 41, he first findeth his own brother Simon and said unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted Christ. You see that?
Yes.
Now what did that mean? That means that these people who were Jesus' disciples, and Christians use this chapter to death. They use this St. John's chapter 1 to death. That Jesus' own disciples knew that he should have been called the Messiah and not Christos from the Latin. You follow? So now,
yes
is the answer to your question, and no. Revelation 1 tells us that the Jesus that they're expecting to come will be like him, not him. Revelation chapter 1 reads, the revelations of Jesus the Messiah, and as you see they have Christ, which the Creator, which they have is God, gave unto him. Gave unto who? To Jesus, right?
That's right.
Show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. Now the first point is that with this teaching, Jesus is talking about his servant. Jesus told a woman in Matthew 15, the story when Jesus is dealing with the Canaanite woman, he told her he was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel only.
Listen. I'm playing this because it, I don't know what parts the shit is at, but I need y'all to listen to it all the way through. You feel me? Everybody okay with that? Just for, but I'm going to pause it when the part come up. I promise, okay?
Servants would have to be the tribe of Judah, the law sheep. Because he was talking to all the rest of them. You see? Now, to show unto his servants, which must shortly come to pass, which means there's going to be a future tense here. Things that did not happen during his life, but things that was going to happen in the future. Now here's the catch. And he did what? He sent it and signified it by his who? Angel unto his servant John. Right?
All right, brother.
So what happened here, and Christians tend to overlook, is that the revelation of Jesus, the Messiah, which the Lord gave unto him for his servant, Jesus sent it, signifying it with an angel unto John. This angel that Jesus sent it, signifying it by, was none other than the angel Michael, who has the power throughout the book of Revelations. Like if you go to Revelation chapter 12, he has the power to defeat Satan. Chapter 12, 7 of Revelation, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. You see that?
Yes, I see it.
And the dragon fought and his angels. So here we have Michael and some angels of his who are fighting against the dragon and his angels. Who is the dragon and who are his angels? Well, 8 says, and prevail not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. So that means that these dragons and his angels was cast out of heaven at this point. And the great dragon was cast out. That old what? Serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world, he was cast out into the earth. And his angels were cast out with him. You see that?
Yes, I see it.
So Michael was an angel who was back there in the beginning. However, when these people deal with St. John's chapter 1, that we go back to St. John's chapter 1 and start from the beginning, we're going to see this beginning story. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with the Creator, and the Word was the Creator. The same was in the beginning with the Creator. You see? The angel Michael was back there in the beginning, and one of the angels of Michael was the angel Gabriel, who was also back there in the beginning, who fought against Lucifer and his fallen angels. And the angel Gabriel was the angel sent to Mary to tell her that she was going to conceive of the Holy Ghost, which would be Jesus, the Messiah. What people are looking for in the return of Jesus is the return of is Jesus setting forth an angel in his likeness. And people will mistake the angel for Jesus. You follow that?
Yes, I do, brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I'm somewhat confused, but this is Exodus I'm looking at, and there's a conversation between the Lord and Moses.
Where are we at in Exodus?
I'm in Exodus 3, the 13th verse. There's a long conversation between Moses and the Lord. It's God, the Lord. The 13 says, Moses said to God, Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. I better let that go at that. Like I said, I'm a little confused.
What tell me what confuses you.
Pardon me?
What part of it is confusing you?
Well, I'm not a scholar in the scripture.
Yeah, I understand.
Or in religion.
Yes.
So I just thought that I would ask the question, since you spoke of Minister Farrakhan, and he said that God, the original man, is the black man, so that would mean that black man is God. And when I look in the Bible, I've searched God just about all my life, whether he was black, Caucasian, or whatever.
So the question is, in Exodus chapter 3, verse 13, and Moses said unto God, behold, right, when I come unto the children of Israel,
yes,
and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them?
Go ahead.
And God said unto Moses, I am that I am.
Yes, correct.
All right, what is the question? And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me.
All right. So now, the God who said back then to Moses was a man, am I right?
No.
The Lord?
No.
Who was speaking this was not a man?
No.
Okay, so maybe...
You know how you find out?
Okay, maybe you could explain.
Yeah, go back to the beginning of Exodus 3.
Okay.
You see beginning of Exodus 3?
Where are you?
Exodus 3.
Now
Moses. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro.
Yes.
His father-in-law. This was in the land of Midian, right?
Yes.
And the priest of Midian. And he led his flock where? To the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even in Horeb.
Right. Is that Horeb? Is that
That's a place.
That's a place?
That's a specific spot on a mountain where Moses received revelation.
Where is that?
It's in Sinai. But let's go on so we can hear what happens.
Okay.
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame. Now, who appeared to Moses? According to two.
The angel of the Lord, sir.
That's right. And the angel of the Lord was speaking out of the burning bush.
Okay.
The point I'm trying to make is many times in the scriptures, when it speaks of the Creator doing a specific thing, it always, the people who just read, shows you that the angels of him is doing, the malaik of Allah, the Allah does his work.
Right, and they were men.
And they can personify as men,
okay,
certain ones. But they are angelic beings, malaik. They have the power, if Allah grants, to personify as human beings. They are what you refer to when they get into the Earth's atmosphere as extraterrestrials.
Yes, sir.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
They reside in various pockets of the universe. They come from what's called the Crystal City, which goes into a deeper thing. Alright? So it is quote in the Bible, when it's talking to Moses, speaking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's through his angel, either Mikael or Jibrael. In this case, it's Jibrael. They were the most powerful angels, the highest of all of the angelic beings from Malakut is Mikael. Because Mithaikin means like El, and that's from Elohim or Elohim or Allah. He's like Allah insofar as he has the power to sustain himself on earth. He came to Abraham, he in the Torah, in Genesis. He came to Jesus. He came to Moses. He came to Muhammad. He as Khidr in the Holy Quran. He has Mikael, and he's called Melchizedek or El Khidr, Michael, okay? And then he has an intergalactical name, and his intergalactical name is Ya'anun. Every one of the prophets, when they are out of the physical and into the spiritual realm, has an intergalactical name. Isa's name is Sananda when he's out of this. You understand?
Yes, my lord.
So we're talking about angels who can personify in human beings as human beings and speak in representation of the creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? I hope,
yes,
I hope you understand it.
Thank you. Thank you for the clarification.
Mm-hmm.
Assalamu alaikum. Imam, did you meet Melchizedek at the junction of the two Niles, like the Mahdi?
At the time when I was being brought to the consciousness of who and what I am, I met him at Tuti. Not knowing at the time who he was, I just thought he was an old man. And he told me that this thing, and he said, if you have the sewer of answers, think and I'll be there. I never knew at the time he meant that he was going to be in me moving outward. I thought he meant that if you need me, contact me. Just like you would. If you need me, contact me, and I'll let you know. I didn't know that young in my life who or what I am. It took me until I was 40 years old to realize that I was speaking to a reflection of myself. I had no idea.
Thank you.
What purpose does the sacred ash serve in paradise?
The sacred ash serves no purpose in what you know as paradise, but in the celestial or crystal city, there is incense that burns, and the ash from the incense can be transported down to earth plane as a sign that this person is in tune with that higher city. There's a city above the earth called the crystal city, which sometimes is mistaken for the mothership. The mothership, or the ship that has the little ships in it, come out of the crystal city. Crystal city is right above the earth and has been there for centuries. And it's a whole city. You call it the city of Jerusalem when you say it's going to come down out of heaven, etc. So there's incense burning there, material incense as you know it. All right? And ashes from that incense is the what comes down as what you call the sacred ash. Okay?
Yes.
I have one question here. What kind of battle will take place with Michael and Satan, and where will it take place?
Question is, what kind of battle will take place with Mikael and Shaitan, or which kind did take place? Because remember, they had a battle already in the heavens, in Malakut, and he was cast down. Okay?
Well, the question is, what kind of battle will take place?
In the latter day.
Yeah.
And this is understood that you have read throughout your scripture that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking you to get not less than and not more than 144,000 mu'minun wa mu'minati to be ready to be taken up in an isra like Rasulullah was, to be taken out of here before this wind, the four winds of the earth are let loose for destruction on the planet Earth, because Shaitan is getting a grip of the planet. He's asking for not more than and not less than 144,000 that will be taken up. Taken up, it says in the scripture, literally, taken up and taken to the crystal city, Malurat, taken right to the Medina, and there they'll stay for 1,000 years and be groomed by the elders. Shaitan and his wicked angels, the cherubim, are going to try to come into that city to destroy that city and those special people taken from earth that will be gowned in white. Him and his cherubim are going to try to take the city of the seraphim. You understand?
Yeah.
But they will be trapped. They will be baited like the story of Job. And then you will be cast into the earth because you have a central city in the center of your earth. I know this sounds crazy, but it's true. You have a central sun. There's a city in the center of the earth called Akhrita. And the capital of the city is called Shambhala. And the temple where they keep Satan trapped with that hexagram is called Wahala. He likes Muslims to rise a pentagram, which is a five-pointed star. Because he can be trapped in that hexagram. In the six-pointed star, you can trap Satan. He'll be kept in that city for a period of time. The so-called meridian, as they call it, the thousand-year period, that 144,000 will be kept in the celestial or crystal city to be groomed to get their godlike or divine qualities back in them before they descend back to earth with the Lamb, which will be the angel Michael, who will bring them back to earth
You see, Shaitan, like it mentions in Revelation, is going to try to get up to that new city of peace and try to destroy that abode. That abode is called Darul Islam in the Quran, the abode of peace. It's not on earth. And in it are angels, they say in the Quran. Hariya. Those are seraphim and the masters, the awalina, the Quran says, the ancient ones. They are there to teach and try to get you prepared to come back in, because you have to wipe away this earth and wipe away this heaven and bring in a new heaven and a new earth. So the battle will be fought, because Satan is going to try to invade that very city, the crystal city, but shall be cast into the pit of the earth and down into the center of your planet. Like I said, there's a city. Inhabitants of the city are from Mu Lemuria. They're from Atlantis. They're from the Mayan people, different people who were taught by extraterrestrials or angelic beings and were taken into these cities. And they're there now, and the devil knows about it. And they would not even be on earth had it not been for 1945, when you people dropped the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and it frightened the Galactical Brothers. Because you almost cracked the earth. So the elders had a meeting and came to the surface. You call them angels. Call them what you feel like. Came to the surface and said, we got to prevent the serpent seed. We call him the serpent person. The serpent and his seed from destroying you before you are ready. Before you are prepared. Before you are transformed back into a spiritual being. We got to stop him from destroying. The other night when they saw that green light, and he said it was a meteorite. No, better yet, I think it was a meteorite. It wasn't a meteorite. I told y'all the ships are coming. I told you they're here. He didn't say it was a meteorite. There ain't no such thing as a green meteorite. Go back and study astronomy and show me somewhere where he told you about a green meteorite. He tells you about pink stars, blue stars, and white stars. He never spoke about no green star. Or no green meteorite. Or what kind of gas burns green? They burn blue, they burn yellow, they burn amber, but not green. Somebody's lying. So the battle that you spoke about between the elders is between those being prepared, the seraphim under Mikael, to suppress the cherubim, which is the 200 fallen angels, and you people on earth who are left behind because you don't come in and get prepared to make the transition from this state to the sacred city. You're going to be the playground of the devil. Do you know that the planet earth used to be a hunting ground? That the cherubim used to come here and hunt prehistoric animals to laser lights and kill them just for the fun of it? You have not only positive angelic beings visiting the planet, your galaxy is called Terra. It's called Terra. All right? That's the galaxy you're in. You're on what's called Zurqayya. Zurqayya, the name of your planet. All right? You have extraterrestrials. They become extra when they get inside here. Visiting you, all of them are not positive. Some of them are called jinn. From the Ifrit mentioned in the Quran, Solomon had big battles with these jinns who would come in and land here, and they infiltrate man and corrupt the world. They mutilate animals. They come down and they mutilate animals. They hunt for the fun of it. They make themselves seen as UFOs, and they hunt. They take people up. They abuse people. And then there are other galactical beings who are fighting against them, trying to get you people prepared, but you keep rejecting. You want all this fiction religion. You want to believe that Muhammad came with this new type of religion when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in contact with extraterrestrials, when the angel Jibrael, salam alaikum wa rahmatullah, came to the Prophet Muhammad in a cave. He came as light. He came as an Ethiopian, an ether being. And he came to Rasulullah Muhammad as light and told Muhammad that man has fell away from the most important commandment. Who created him? And when? So he told Muhammad, you better go back and ikra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Go back and read in the name of this very creator. You follow? But man refuses. Man rejects. He's been tempted by the devil
and the devil and his seed is here, like I explained earlier, and man loves it. And like it says in the Bible in Revelation, he wants to even live in the image of the beast.
I would like to know, why was the devil sent to another planet? Well, two questions. Why was the devil sent to another planet? And also, why is he captured? Why do they have to catch him and take him to Shambhala and bow him for 1,000 years instead of just destroying him?
Because energy cannot be destroyed. You can only alter its appearance. And what a lot of human beings don't realize is that what they call the devil was once an angel, Malak, and he was created of Nar, a simun, or a poisonous type of fire. It's not the same fire as you find on earth, but it's, for lack of a better word, that's all they can use. And you cannot destroy energy. You can only alter its appearance. Or you can refrain it. You can discipline it. You can confine it. Or you can channel it. Now, nowhere has it been said that he was sent to another planet. It was said that he has left this planet and has gone on to another planet. It has not been sent. You don't send the devil anywhere. You have to trap him. And he's trapped by what's called the hexagon, which is the symbol of the six-pointed star. Muslims all over the world, I shouldn't say that because most Muslims out of America don't use it. Mainly you find American Muslims who use a five-pointed star and crescent. Don't realize that it's a symbol of the devil. They think that the five-pointed star and crescent is a symbol of Islam because Elijah Muhammad, or because Nobuju Ali, or because some other brother told him that, and those brothers were misinformed about the symbol of al-Islam, which is confirmed by the fact that in Holy Quran, it tells us that all of the prophets of Allah were from Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on back to Isa al-Masih, Jesus the Messiah, on back to Moses and all the way back to Abraham, all were of one text, one scripture, be it al-Suhuf or al-Hikmah or al-Tawrah or Zabur or Injil or al-Quran. They are all one scripture from one sustainer of all the boundless universes, who is Allah Ta'ala. You understand?
Yes.
Therewith, then Dawud, David, who received the Psalms, was a Muslim, as the Quran confirms. You follow?
Yes.
And the five-pointed star is not identified with any of the prophets of Allah in any of the scriptures, including the Holy Quran. There's no mention of a use of a five-pointed star by Muslims. However, it is understood through the Torah and mentioned the utilization of the six-pointed star, the hexagram, that Solomon used to trap the jinn the Quran speaks of. You see? So he builds his empire on a pentagram. Or when he takes a country, he puts a new five-pointed star on his flag. The eye you see on the back of the dollar bill over the pyramid is a symbol of Nimrod. You see? They knew that the elders used to use the pyramids to travel intergalactically. They knew that. They know how all the pyramids are hooked up magnetically, a perfect distance apart. They know that what you refer to as the Bermuda Triangle is really a pyramid sending up magnetic waves. They know these things. And they put the eye of Nimrod there. And that is their god. That's the one that was crucified. That's who was born December 25th. Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus was not born on December 25th. Where did they get the snow in Jerusalem stuff?
I don't know.
I mean, they made it up. But they were talking about in the Caucasus Mountain where there's snow.
There.
Not in Bethlehem. You see? All right?
Thank you very much.
Well, Lana, I'd like to ask you, the Universal Brotherhood of Muslims, that's in our book, Adam's Calendar. It
that the same brotherhood that you were speaking about previously?
The brotherhood of the elders?
Yes.
Yeah. The brotherhood of the elders are called the brotherhoods of peace. Darul Islam is one of the names of the crystal city. Right?
Right.
If you open the book of Revelation to the seventh chapter, you see it?
Yes.
And after these things, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth. These are the four ships. Holding the what?
Four winds.
Holding the four winds of the earth that what?
That the wind shall not blow on the earth.
That's right. Nor on any tree. Go ahead.
And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, creator. And he cried with a loud voice to four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our Creator in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel.
But notice what tribe they start off with. Number five. Many people say to me, is this Israel? And I say, no. Here's why. Because they don't start off with the first son of Israel. They start off with?
Judah.
And of Judah.
And of Judah were sealed 12,000.
Then they add, when you get to the seventh chapter, they add Levi. You see? And Levi was not one of the tribes. That was a priest tribe. They add Manasseh, the son of Joseph. You follow? So it's not talking about the tribes of Israel, it's talking about people like the tribes of Israel. Now, and here's how you know. Flip out the tribes and read 9.
After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands.
This is after the 1,000-year period when the righteous come forth. After the 144,000 have been groomed in the city, in heaven as you call it, then our people will come together and look up, all of them. And what's going to happen? Read 10.
And cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our Creator, which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb.
That throne they're talking about is the sacred city. Go ahead.
And all the angels stood around about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne on their faces and worshipped Allah, saying, amen. Blessing and glory.
Amen, meaning it's over. Amen, it's over. Go ahead.
Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God, our Creator, forever and ever. Amen.
No more devil power at this point. Go ahead.
And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes?
We want to know about you people. The elders asked, well, who the heck are they? They're not angels. Who are they? And what's the answer?
And whence came they?
Where they come from? How they get into the sacred city? Who are they?
And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of Allah, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them into living fountains of water.
That's called fountains of water in paradise.
And Allah shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
This is what you're working for. The world, the destruction of this planet has been held back for you. Those people who get the seal of the Father in their head by consequence of prostration. Not those who get the seal of the beast and therefore it are in their hand. But they tell you, how will they gown themselves? What did the master say they look like? In number 9?
Gowned in white.
White robes. They know who we are and what we're supposed to be doing. They're waiting for you. You understand that?
No.
And they'll take you to the throne where you sit in the midst of the righteous. And the very presence of the Most High will be there. You feel His presence in the land. And there'll be no more devil reign or devil power. It'll be over. This is what you're working for. Most people don't want to get there. All right?
You have been listening to The True Light, a question and answer session with Asaid Alimamisa Al-Hadi Al-Mahdi. Do you want to know the truth?
Aye, ladies and gentlemen.
Can you face the truth?
Oh, wait, I hear something. I hear something. Why do I hear feedback? Shit. Why am I hearing feedback? Check. Okay. That's it. But, okay, I hope y'all get the gist of it. I didn't have time because I have them fucking unpacking boxes and shit like that. I got the box people here. But I'm going to get with y'all a little bit later, but we'll talk about it. If you paid attention to that, probably didn't. Ain't no telling, depending on where y'all nerves and mind is at right now. But thank y'all for tuning in to the Don Nicole Young Show. Y'all have an awarding day. Peace.